Turn our Bibles to Numbers chapter 11. 咁我哋继续喺民数记去认识神嘅教导。And we'll continue to learn what God has for us from Numbers. 今日咧，我哋睇嘅系有个主题咧，就要小心嫉妒嘅心。And this morning we're going to look, and the topic is beware of a heart of envy, or beware of envy. 咁啊喺呢个嘅民数记十二章咧，我哋睇到即系有个嫉妒嘅事发生过。And here in Numbers we see that there's a situation where envy is played an important part. 嫉妒咧就系一个严重嘅罪。一般人可能會唔覺得佢咁嚴重。You know, envy is a serious sin, and many times we don't think of it as such. 可能咧，因為你睇唔到人哋嫉妒嘅，但係其實佢同殺人就好似嘅。You know, maybe we can't see the action of envy, but it's not that much different from murder. It's as deadly as murder.所以嫉妒咧就會插位，有時咧我哋嫉妒啲人話唔公平啊，係冇理由嘅。Sometimes when we get envy, you know, we say it's not fair, it shouldn't be like this. 或者我話點解佢得我唔得 ？We say why him not me？ 咁啊，嫉妒就係同妒忌有啲分別。And envy is a little bit different than jealousy. 因為嫉妒呢，妒忌呢就係怕別人會攞走你擁有嘅嘢。譬如你有個女朋友，你驚別人偷走佢。You know, jealousy is that you're afraid that somebody's going to steal what you have. So if you have a girlfriend, you're afraid somebody's going to steal your girl. 嫉妒呢，就係你想要人哋有嘅，你冇嘅。But envy is you want what the other person has, but you don't have. 所以有少少唔同嘅。嫉妒係想要擁有別人嘅嘢，因為你冇。所以envy wants to obtain what the other person has that you don't have. 嫉妒同埋欣賞羨慕咧，係一線之差。And there's just a slight fine line between envy and admiring. 咁啊，今日咧，我要睇嫉妒。可能好多時咧，嫉妒有細細個喺家庭裏邊會開始。You know, sometimes envy starts when we're young in the home. 因為咧，即係兄弟姊妹啊，會喺度彼此同媽咪投訴。You know, the kids start complaining to mom. 啊，點解你錫佢多啲啊？點解你將呢份嘢俾佢唔俾我？佢嗰個蛋糕係大過我嗰份蛋糕啊 ！Oh, why do you love her more than you love me? Why do you give her that? You know, that piece of cake is bigger than my piece of cake. 跟住喺度彼此喺度窒啊！呢個民數記我哋會睇到，又喺家庭裏邊開始。And here in Numbers, we're going to see that this problem with envy started in the home too. 當然唔係小朋友，係老人家。But it's not with young children, it's with elderly people. So we're going to read the first chapter, we're going to read the fourth chapter. So let's look from verse 1 to verse 4 in chapter 12. 民数记十二章第一节至到第四节。摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和阿伦因他所娶的古实女子，就毁谤他说。难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说：你们三个人都出来，到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。一齊低頭祈禱 ，Let's pray。主耶穌，我哋多謝你，今日我哋從你嘅聖經裏邊可以學習，可以認識到咩叫嫉妒。 求你帮助我哋咧，可以小心窒到呢个问题，以致我哋咧喺生命里边咧，可以更加系证明神你嘅爱、你嘅恩典。我哋多谢主听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。头先唔记得咗补充翻我哋心树嗰个活动喺壁布版嗰度。I forgot to mention again about the Love Tree event. We've got the poster on the bulletin board. 咁我哋教会咧，旧年就帮手咧系爱心树做一啲招待啊，派食物啊，或者系可能系今年可能要喺音乐方面，即系未肯定，可能系音乐方面嚟帮手都有陪谈。And last year, our church helped in the Love Tree, you know, with dishing out the food, being ushers, and doing some of the counseling afterwards. This year, we might also be involved with the worship. 咁啊，希望大家會留意咧，唔單止係嗰個愛心樹份禮物咧，但係都希望咧就去準備個心咧，就係參與個活動。我哋歡迎大家咧，真係攞個心出嚟去獻俾人啊！ And we welcome you to bring your heart, to give your heart, and to share with the people in the Love Tree meeting. 咁啊，所以請留意嗰樣。仲有咧，就係呢個嘅報告咧，就未講，但係好快會講咧。我哋12月咧24號被邀請喺元碼頭。And also we've been invited to help on Christmas Eve, December 24th again, at the Fisherman's Wharf. 咁佢邀請我哋咧，唔單止係做陪談個人報道，佢邀請我哋喺當中有個音樂節目或者話劇節目，15分鐘。And we've also been invited to help not only with the counseling and the sharing of the gospel, but to do music.And maybe do a skit or something, maybe a 15-minute segment. So, 開始祈禱咧，我哋可以點樣協助24號晚喺元碼頭向人哋傳福音？咁請大家擺喺禱告裏邊，好冇 ？So, I ask that everyone would start praying about that and thinking about it. 有時覺得聖誕節太遠啦，堂慶都未過嘅，點諗到聖誕啦？We think, oh, Christmas is so far away. We haven't even had the anniversary yet, and are you thinking of Christmas? 但好快啊！好快到嘅咯，即係你唔諗就係啜一聲就冇錯。因為things come so fast, you know, if you don't prepare, it's just gone. 哦，呢度喺民數記咧，我哋見到嫉妒嘅問題。你哋唔好嫉妒佢啦，佢小朋友有得玩，你冇得玩啦。係電話嚟嘅。我哋睇嫉妒咧，嫉妒咧就係出現一個大嘅挑戰。And here, you know, envy becomes a big challenge here. 摩西嘅家姐同埋哥哥嚟挑戰摩西。And so Moses' elderly sister and brother come and challenge him. 咁啊，摩西呢個時候80幾歲喎。咁米利暗咧就係佢家姐就當然比佢大幾年啦。咁阿倫又係大嘅喎。You know, so Moses is over 80 at this time. Miriam is his elder sister, so she's in her mid-80s at least. And Aaron is older than Moses. 呢個三個老人家喺度即係有呢個嘅家庭嘅問題出現。And here are three elderly people with this problem. 咁佢。嗰咩問題？米利暗咧，米利暗咧就係唔係不滿佢細佬娶一個太太。And so here Miriam is unhappy with the wife that her younger brother chose. 咁呢個太太咧係邊個咧？我哋其實唔清楚，因為聖經淨喺呢度講佢。Who is this lady? We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. The only time she's mentioned is here.摩西以前有個太太喺出埃及記18章都會見到佢嘅名咧，就係叫做西波拉。 Sibolai. And in Exodus chapter 18, his first wife, Zipporah, is mentioned.
刚才我们见到摩西去到米甸就娶了西波拉，跟着在那里跟他一起住40年，跟着神呼召他回到埃及。
You know, Moses left Egypt, went to Midian, married Zipporah there, was there with her for 40 years. And then he went back to Egypt.
当摩西回到埃及的时候，西波拉就在半途跟他分手。
And when Moses was going back to Egypt, halfway, Zipporah went back to Midian. She didn't go to Egypt.
但是他离开埃及，摩西第24年出埃及的时候，他的太太点，圣经没有讲的。But
when Moses actually brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, what happened to Zipporah? The Bible never mentions her.
我们看到他的爸爸和他的哥哥之前在圣经都提过。
But we see Zipporah's father and her brother that the Bible mentioned about.
但是没有讲到他，圣经是静默，没有出声。
The Bible is silent on the issue.
于是很多人想着，西波拉是不是死了？因为死了，摩西就再娶。
And so a lot of people think, well, did she die? And so Moses married another lady.
即是他80几岁，西波拉都可能80几岁，离开了世界不出奇。
You know, Moses was over 80 and his wife, Zipporah, would have been over 80. So to marry another lady after she died, that's not unusual.
但是摩西选了一个古实的女子，是做第二任妻子。
But Moses chose an Ethiopian to be his second wife.
那么古实呢，就是现在的埃塞俄比亚。
In the Bible, it says Cush, which is Ethiopia.
那么古实埃塞俄比亚是黑。
And so Cush or Ethiopia is from Black Africa.
于是摩西在请娶了一个黑人做他的太太，那么他的姐姐就是看不过眼。
And so Moses married a Negro, African lady as his wife, and his sister didn't like it.
那圣经里边冇讲到咧，唔得噶。
The Bible never said that Moses was wrong.
圣经冇话佢系做得系唔啱神嘅心意。神完全冇评论呢件事。
And the Bible never says that what Moses did was against God. And in fact, the Bible doesn't say anything about it.
圣经冇话佢唔可以娶嗰啲嘢。反而圣经里边我哋会见到咧，日后咧。 神叫以色列人唔好娶迦南地嗰啲人做妻子，
but the Bible does say later for the Israelites not to marry the Canaanite ladies，
因为迦南地咧就系一个特别嘅地方，神唔要同佢一齐。但系讲到埃塞俄比亚或者中国或者其他，圣经完全冇讲嘅。But
God didn't want them to marry Canaanites for a special reason， but didn't say anything about Africans or Chinese or anything like that，
所以。 摩西嘅家姐咧，就係睇到唔過眼，就係嚟投訴。但係佢咪真係係投訴摩西嘅太太呢
？And so Moses, his sister, you know, Miriam is upset about the wife that he marries and comes and complains. But is she really complaining about the wife?
如果你睇第二節咧，你知道其實佢唔係講個太太嘅問題，因為第二節咧。
If you look in verse 2, you see that she's not really complaining about the wife.
第二节讲，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
She says, you know, is it that God can only speak to Moses that he doesn't speak to me too?
其实他在这里是挑战摩西领导的能力。
And she's there challenging Moses' ability as a leader.
奇怪呢，佢系摩西嘅家姐，佢应该支持摩西。
And here she is, Moses' elder sister. She should be in support of Moses.
但系有佢家姐佢哥哥咧，两个人嚟系挑战佢，系家里边嘅家变。
But here it is, a brother and sister coming against Moses. It's like a split in the family.
嫉妒、批评。 好多時係家庭裏邊開始。And so often, you know, envy and criticism starts in the family.
可能米利暗咧就係咁樣諗摩西，佢會記得摩西 BB 嘅時候。
You know, maybe Miriam remembers when Moses was a baby. 你記唔記得摩西 BB 嘅時候，米利暗做啲咩事？Could you remember what Miriam did when Moses was a baby?
佢嗰陣時埃及王咧就要殺曬啲男丁，米利暗咧就將即係佢媽咪咧將摩西放喺一個籃裏邊，放喺尼羅河。米利暗咧就帶摩西落去個河裏邊睇住佢，等到法老王嘅女子咧教佢出嚟。跟住咧，同法老王嘅女就讲啊，你要唔要个奶妈咧？我帮你安排啦。跟住揾翻摩西自己个妈嚟。
You remember that you know when Moses's mother was put Moses in a basket, and then Miriam you know followed the basket to the river and waited until the Pharaoh's daughter picked it up out of the river, and then went to Pharaoh's daughter and said, "Hey, you need a nursemaid for this baby." And she went back and got her own mother to be Moses's nursemaid.
所以可能米利暗諗住咧，摩西如果唔係我嘅緣故，你一早死咗喺河裏邊啊。
And so Miriam is saying, "Hey, you know, if it's not for me, Moses, you would have died in the river."
你叻我比你叻
，You think you're good, I'm better than you because I took care of you when you were young.
你覺得你係好嘅，我比你好，因為你細嘅時候我照顧你咯。
大家姐永遠都係大家姐 ，You know, the elder sister always is the elder sister.
我有三個家姐
I've got three elder sisters.
一個是死了，不過還有兩個在這裡。
One of them is no longer here, she died, but I've still got two other sisters.
我回去見到她呢，她都會叫我，即是用一個細佬你不識嘢的眼光看我的。
You know, when I go back to the States and I see my sisters, they still look at me as like, you're the younger brother, you don't know anything, listen to us.
似乎父母都是這樣，是不是？在父母的眼中，仔女永远是儿童。
And you know, parents are the same. You know, as parents, you know, no matter how big our children get, we still look at them as their little kids, right?
是吗？
Yeah.
可能你父母还是看到你，虽然大大个都会看到你，你都是小蚊仔。会不会听吗？是人是这样的、哦、
you know, we're like that. You know, we like to look at people like, you know, we always remember when we're the oldest and all that stuff, you know.
So, 米利暗这个他是觉得弟弟我教训你是对的。
So, Miriam comes, you know, hey, you're my younger brother, you know, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
米利暗是这样想。嫉妒。可能呢他这个的嫉妒的理由是有少少合理。
Maybe her reason is valid.
但她背后嫉妒的根是不对。
But the root of her envy is wrong.
很多时呢嫉妒呢是有一个好像有理由的事件是遮盖她。
And it's so often that envy is covered with a valid question.
好多時呢，我哋用一啲嘅有理嘅問題遮掩我哋嫉妒嘅根源。
And so often, the valid question is just a cover-up for the root of envy.
可能呢，會用一啲好似係建設性嘅批評嚟遮掩我嘅嫉妒。
You know, maybe I use constructive criticism.To cover up my envy.
你知道咩叫建設性嘅批評？因為嗱，我覺得你做得好好，我真係好欣賞你。不過咧，等等等等等等等。
You know, constructive criticism is, you know, I think you did a good job. You know, you did this all this, but you know, you should have done that, 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 that. You know,
可能咧，有啲人會用一種嘅開玩笑嘅對質嚟遮掩佢嘅嫉妒。
And some people will use just bitter humor to cover up their envy, to make fun of other people.
好奇怪呢，我哋多數嫉嗰啲人呢，即係我哋覺得我哋比佢好嘅。我哋好少會嫉嗰啲我哋真係好欣賞、好喜歡嘅人。
You know, if you ever notice that we always make fun of people that we think we're better than. We hardly ever make fun of people that we really admire, that we really appreciate, that we look up to.
可能呢,另一種的遮掩我嫉妒的方法呢,就是孤立自己。我不想見他,他出現我走。
Another way to cover up our envy is that we don't want to be around the person. We isolate ourselves. And so when they come into the room, we leave the room.
因为嫉妒呢,会令到我们不舒服。
Because envy will make us feel uncomfortable.
那米利暗呢,可能他有一个很好的疑问,就是来问摩西,但他的根是嫉妒。
So Miriam, she might have had a valid question to ask Moses, but the root in her heart was envy.
她是要指出摩西的错。她觉得摩西是霸道。
She's pointing a finger at Moses. She thinks that Moses is just being a dictator.
她觉得摩西是一个骄傲的领袖。 他以为自己就在那里说了事,神不可以跟其他人说话。
And she thought that Moses, you know, was proudful and that he thought that God could only speak to him and God wouldn't speak to other people.
这是他指责他的事。
And that's what she's accusing Moses of.
他认为摩西是独裁。 他借用这个古实例子做藉口。
And she thought that Moses was a dictator and she was using the Ethiopian wife just as an excuse.
那你看第三节。第三节说, look in verse 3. 摩西为人极其谦和,胜过世上的众人。留意是括住了这个。
Recognize that this was put in brackets.
因为多数这个不是摩西自己说的,
because this is probably not Moses talking here.
很难自己说自己谦卑,
it's hard to say, you know, about yourself that I'm the most humble person in the world.
有人说我是世界上最谦卑的人,我也为这件事很骄傲,
huh? Somebody says, I'm the most humble person in the world and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. 是不可能, 这个应该是人家圣灵感动另一个人加下去关于摩西的。
This is the Holy Spirit put this in there about Moses.
因为摩西是真的极其谦卑。他没有维护自己,他没有反驳。
Moses did not come and protect himself. He did not make a defense for himself.
他真的是在谦卑。人家来反对他,嫉妒他,挑战他。
And here he's been challenged, he's been attacked, and Moses didn't say a word.
其实摩西不是骄傲,他是谦卑。
In fact, Moses was not proud, he was very humble.
摩西用了40年在旷野,神将他的骄傲磨练了。
And Moses had 40 years in the wilderness, and God took him and broke his pride.
其实他之前在埃及呢,想着是用他自己的方法,是很骄傲。
You know, when he was at first in Egypt, he was very proudful, and he thought he'd use his own way to solve the problem.
但是他杀了个埃及人,接着他逃走,法老要杀他,他逃去旷野40年。
So he killed an Egyptian, and then the Pharaoh found out about it, and he escaped, and he ran to the backside of the desert for 40 years.
在那40年里面,神是磨练了摩西,他变成谦卑。
And in those 40 years, God transformed Moses from a proudful person to a humble person.
是一个很痛苦的经历,我相信。
And it was a very painful experience for Moses, I'm sure.
但是摩西绝对不是骄傲的,但是他被指责他的骄傲。
But Moses was not proudful, but he's being accused of pride.
这个可以给我们有一个安慰。无论你是怎样,人家都会来挑战你。
And this can be a very great comfort to us because no matter what you're like, somebody's going to come and challenge you.
有人可能会妒忌你，有人可能会挑战你。
And somebody might be envious against you and somebody might come and challenge you.
不等于他对。
Doesn't mean that they're right.
但会发生，肯定会发生。
It will happen.
摩西是一个谦卑的人，所以神呢，嚟摩西唔出声，神嚟出声。Moses
didn't say a word, so God came in defense of Moses.
你睇第四节 ，look in verse
4。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说：你们三个人都出来到会幕这里，他们三个人就出来。 God said, Aaron, Miriam, Moses, come.
神自己呢,就听到这个投诉。
God heard the accusation.
神自己呢,知道他三个人之间的对话。
God knew the conversation the three of them were having.
神都知道人家攻击你,人家批评你的时候。
And God knows when somebody comes against you and when somebody's accusing you.
神知道人家妒忌你，或者你妒忌人的时候。
And God knows that when people are envious against you or you are envious against others.
神看到的。God sees it.
我觉得这个神好像一个爸爸呢，听到他的子女在这里，有这个的，你妈咪说你多过我了，就是这些这样的对话，爸爸来叫，喂。
小朋友入嚟傾下偈先。
I think this is kind of like, you know, God is like the father, you know, he hears his children. You're like, I've got four kids, you know, and they say, hey, she touched me, she took my shirt, you know. God hears it, you know, he says, hey, come here, let's have a talk. let's get this out. Let's talk about this for a while.
神話,我們來傾下,傾下,傾下,是不是?神想跟他解決。
God wants to solve the problem. 神要将他自己的看法献出来。 And so God's going to tell us what he thinks about the situation.
因为米利暗怎么想这个情况，摩西怎么反驳，其实没什么用，是神怎么看才有用。
No matter what Miriam's saying about it or how Moses responds, that's not important. The important thing is what does God think about it?
在这个情况的时候，神怎么看呢？这个都很重要。
And in the situation you're in today, what does God think about it? That's the important thing.
我们看第五节，至到第八节，神怎么看？
And look in verse 5 to verse 8 and see what God knows, thinks about the situation.
耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利暗，二人就出来。 耶和华说：你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我家全家尽忠的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是。 明说不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Now here God is saying, you know, if there's another prophet, I will speak to him in dreams, I'll speak to him in visions. But with Moses, I speak to him directly. Moses and I have an intimate relationship, you know. I come and talk to Moses, you know, like a friend. You know, kind of like face-to-face in a way. I don't speak in riddles. I speak to him clearly. Now, why aren't you not afraid of coming against my servant Moses?
神同摩西有个好特别的关系。他同其他先知不同。
So God had a special relationship with Moses. He was different than other prophets.
神在澄清这件事, 说米利暗,
可能你是有我跟你讲说话，但是你不如摩西。And so God is saying, Miriam, you know, maybe I've spoken to you, but you're not like Moses.
神在这里是很清楚被他看得到摩西跟神的关系很特别。
And so God is telling them, Moses has a special intimate relationship.
那这个讲神跟摩西面对面谈的，即要澄清一下。
And we have to clear up what it says here, that Moses and God spoke face to face.
因为圣经讲没人能够见神的面，如果见神的面就会死。
Because the Bible says nobody can see God's face. If we see God's face, we'll die.
咁摩西同神面对面倾偈咩意思？
So it says Moses spoke with God face to face. What does it mean?
当然唔系真系见到神嘅面，但系好似系好亲密、好直接，可以随时倾偈。
It's a figure of speech, not that he actually saw the face of God, but that Moses could come at any time very directly and talk with God.
所以是证明摩西和神的关系是特别的。
And so it's telling us that Moses had this special relationship with God.
米利暗没这个关系，亚伦也都没这个关系。
Miriam didn't have that relationship, and neither did Aaron.
米利暗呢是很自私来嫉妒摩西。
You know, Miriam is coming out of selfishness to accuse Moses.
他在攻击摩西，但神说，为什么你不怕他呢？
You know, she's accusing Moses from her selfish motives, and God says, aren't you afraid?
为什么他要怕呢？有几个原因。
Why should she be afraid? There are a few reasons.
第一，神透过摩西做很奇怪、很惊人的神迹。
First, because God used Moses to do some mighty miracles. That should have made Miriam afraid.
Miriam 应该因为那些神迹而怕。第二呢，即是 Miriam 呢是那些的芝麻豆腐的东西在挑剔。
You know, and Miriam is just accusing Moses of all these little petty things. Here he is a man of God and she's just nitpicking on little things. That should have made her afraid.
他是那些芝麻豆腐的人在挑剔挑剔，我们的添叔经常说是在鸡蛋里面挑骨头，是吧？即是 他这样，即是他都不怕，摩西是神拣选的仆人。
Why else should she have been afraid?
He 应该因为他的批评，他所投诉的东西是假的，根本神没有投诉那样的。
They should have been afraid because what they're criticizing Moses for was not even true. God didn't say he couldn't have an Ethiopian wife, and he wasn't proud.
神没有说他不可以有这个古实的女子，摩西也都不是骄傲。
And another reason she should have been afraid is because they were doing it out of self-interest. They wanted to be the leader.
第三，另一个原因是因为他自己想做领袖，所以他批评摩西，但是神没有叫他做领袖。好，我们跟着呢，我们看这个嫉妒的危险。其实有四个原因，我们跟着下去看，会有四个危险的。
And I want to look now at the four dangers of being envious.And in the next couple of verses, it tells us the four reasons why envy is so dangerous.
你在第九节呢，我们继续看下去，第九节至到十二。
And we'll look in verse 9 to verse 12, and it tells us four reasons why envy is so dangerous for us today.
第九节说，耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上拿开了。不了，米利暗长了大麻风，有说那样答。亚伦一看米利暗长了大麻风，就对摩西说：我主啊，求你不要因我的愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我身上。求你不要使他像那出母胎。欲以半难的
死胎。嗱，呢個第一個點解嫉妒係危險
？The first reason why is envy dangerous？
你睇到神咧同佢講説話之後，神做咩？佢攞走佢嘅靈。
The first reason is what happened when God heard, came and talked to them. Then God departed from them. God left.
神呢就係離開佢當中。神呢就個雲彩都係拎走咗。
And even the pillar of smoke was taken away.
因為呢，嫉妒會傷害神嘅心。
Because envy will hurt God's heart.
神呢就係有感情嘅，有感受嘅。嫉妒呢會傷神嘅心。
You know, God has feelings. God has emotions. And when we are envious against other people, it hurts God.
你話點解我嘅嫉妒會傷神嘅心啊？
And you say, why is envy going to hurt God?
因為係咁，你我都係神創造。
Because you and I are created in God's image.
神創造你咧，係用個特別嘅計劃做你出嚟。
And when God created you, He had a special plan for your life.
神創造你，放一啲特別嘅特徵喺你裏邊。
And God put some special characteristics in you.
神咧做你每一個係好特別。
And God has created each of you special.
當我哋去妒忌、嫉妒另一個人咧。就係同神講，神我唔中意你創造我咁，我要好似佢。
And when you're envious against somebody else, you're saying to God, God, I don't like the way you made me. I want to be like that guy.
即係你喺度係不滿神做到你嘅你。
And so you're expressing that you're unhappy with the way that God made you.
你成日話神啊，我想唱歌好似佢嘅，點解我唔可以好似佢唱歌嘅
？Say God, I want to be able to sing like He can sing. Why can't I sing like that?
神啊，我希望我有才幹可以做生意，好似佢做生意，點解佢成功我唔成功啊
？You say God, I want to be able to do business like He can do business. Why is He so successful and I'm not?
神啊，我希望可以畫畫又好靚啊！神啊，我希望我的樣子漂亮，好似佢漂亮。我見到佢漂亮嘅靚，我唔開心，因為佢靚過我。
And you say, God, I want to be beautiful like she's beautiful. Well, I see every time she's so beautiful, I get so mad because I'm not beautiful. Why didn't you make me beautiful?
係咪啊？嫉妒係咪咁啊？我哋係不滿神做到我嘅我嘅，我哋希望神做到我嘅你啊。
And we're unhappy with the way God made me. I want to be me like you. I want to be like you.
所以嫉妒就要同神讲，神你做错咗。
And so envy is saying to God, God, you are wrong. You made a mistake.
哇，好大胆啊！神你做错咗，神会唔会做错
？Will God make a mistake?
神唔会做错啊嘛。神做你每一个咧系做得啱嘅。
And God made each of you. He did it right.
佢冇做錯嘅，反而我哋要接受神做我呢個我係有原因。
So we need to accept why did God make me the way that I am?
神點解要俾我呢個特別嘅性格，我特別嘅才幹
？Why did God give me this special personality and this special ability?
神有佢嘅原因
，God's got a purpose.
佢要你做翻自己嘅
，He wants you to be yourself。
你冇可能做别人，你都唔需要妒忌别人嘅才干恩赐。
You don't need to be envious of somebody else's ability，
因为神要你做翻自己
，Because God wants you to be you。
当我哋妒忌别人，神就唔开心。
So when we envy other people, God's not happy.
因為其實係批評緊神。
Because it's coming against God.
睇哥林多前書第三章第三節。
Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
你们乃是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属父肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
You are fleshly people, because you have envy and strife. You're of the flesh.
神要我哋系属肉体，神要我哋属灵。
God wants us to be spiritual people, not fleshly people.
第二个危险，嫉妒嘅危险。
The second danger of envy.
我嫉妒呢，第二个害处就会侵蚀你。
The second danger of envy is that envy will eat you alive.
你睇到米利暗呢，神点样惩罚佢？佢就变咗雪白，有长大麻风。
Look at what happened to Miriam. She became a leopard. Leprosy attached to her.
大麻风系咩？大麻风系啲麻风病菌喺度蛀蚀你嘅身体。
And what is leprosy? The disease of leprosy is eating away at the flesh.
大麻風病人呢，又甩手指，又甩腳，又甩鼻，又甩耳。
You see a leper, you know, they lose their fingers, their nose, their ears, their toes.
有人以前話古時社會呢，大麻風病人行埋嚟呢，臭到飛起，因為啲爛肉。
And in the old days, when a leper would walk by, it would smell terribly because the skin was decaying.
大麻風是蛀蝕個身體，
and the leprosy is eating at the flesh.
所以呢個長大麻風象徵妒忌喺心裏邊係侵蝕你個心。
And what it is, it's a representation that envy in the heart will eat away at you.
如果你妒忌一個人呢？你心里边会被呢个妒忌系侵蚀嘅。
And so if you are envious of somebody, envy will eat away at you in the heart.
睇雅各书第三章十六节。
Look in James chapter 3 verse 16.
妒忌会咬烂你嘅心。
Leprosy will eat your heart away. No, envy will eat your heart away. Eat your soul.
雅各书第三章十六，
James chapter 3 verse 16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
Where there is leprosy and division, strife, then there is unrest, confusion.
扰乱的事即係唔平安啊，係咪
？Confusion and strife. There's no peace.
夜晚瞓唔著覺，攞攞亂。I can't sleep at night. I just feel so frustrated. 我見到嗰個人出現咧，我就鬧佢。When I see him come, oh, I get so mad. 我要怕佢頭，我要叻過佢。
I need to get big better on him. I need to do more than he does.
你个妒忌呢，咬烂我哋嘅心。
Envy eats away at your soul，
冇平安，冇喜乐
，no peace, no happiness, no joy。
但你继续睇雅各书三章十七到十八
，but keep looking at James chapter 3 verse 17 and 18。
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是圣洁的。孝是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Verse 17 and 18 tell us that God's wisdom is pure and peaceful and gracious andkind and full of mercy, without prejudice, without deceit.
and will give you peace. 我们要将我们的妒忌拿出来，让神的智慧入到来。
We need to get rid of our envy and let God replace it with His wisdom.
妒忌的危险的害处呢，第三样嘢呢，就喺民数记12章13-14节会见到。
And the third danger from envy, we can see in Numbers chapter 12, verse 13 and 14.
因为喺13-14节米利暗呢有长大麻风之后，摩西为佢祷告。
You know, when Miriam got the leprosy, Moses prayed for her.
摩西话：神啊，怜悯佢，唔好俾呢啲事发生，攞走呢个麻风。
Moses said, God, you know, take away her leprosy. You know, don't let this happen to her.
摩西第一次出声，系为米利暗攻击佢嘅米利暗祷告。
And the first time Moses spoke is to pray for the sister who's coming against him.
你睇摩西完全冇恶意嘅，佢系锡佢嘅家姐。
You can see that Moses was not evil. He loved his sister.
所以摩西呢，佢系为佢祷告。十二十三节系咁样讲。
In verse 13 and 14 says this. 于是摩西哀求耶和华说。 神啊，求你医治他。耶和华对摩西说：他父亲若土碎没在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营内关烧七天，然后才可以领他进来。God said, Moses, if she spit in her father's face, she would be disgraced for 7 days. Let her be outside the camp for 7 days.
Oh, my lingam, doge, chatin yu datle. Doge ne, we lingdo ne yu biyan, fun hoi.
Miriam was separated, isolated for 7 days. Envy will isolate you from other people.
因为妒忌就会令到你人与人之间有个分离嘅。Because
envy will cause you to be separated from other people.
你妒忌嘅人，你唔想同佢一齐。
When you're envious against somebody, you don't want to be next to them.
你妒忌一个人咧，你系唔想见到佢块面。
When you're envious against somebody, you don't even want to see them.
系令到你隔离，系咪？ 米利暗喺隔離咗。如果教會好慘，大家彼此妒忌，點可以一齊合作做嘢？
You know, if it's in the church and everybody's envious against everybody else, how can we work together?
係咪？第四個厲害，
The fourth danger of envy.
在15节,
is in verse 15, chapter 12, verse 15.
于是米利暗关烧在营外七天，百姓没有行路，直等到米利暗领进来，以后百姓从哈洗录起来，在巴兰的旷野安营。
So here in verse 15, it says that while Miriam was outside the camp for 7 days, the whole of Israel had to wait.
什么意思? 妒忌拖累拖慢全群。
And so we see that her jealousy, her envy, held back the whole group.
是吧? 妒忌会拖慢大家。 拖累大家，
and so envy will keep us all back.
你妒忌一个人咧，你唔会同佢合作，你唔同佢合作，大家系唔进取，唔进去。
And so when you're envious against somebody, you know you won't work with him, and because you don't work with him, we're all being held back.
妒忌有大家会损失， And so in envy, we all will lose out.
是吧? 你妒忌那个人,你就损失,他又损失,其他人都有损失。
So when you're envious against somebody else, you lose, he loses, and other people around you also lose out.
四个祸害,
and so the four dangers or hurts from envy,
是会伤神的心,
it hurts God's heart,
会咬烂你的心,
it will eat your heart,
是会令到你与别人隔离,
it will separate you, isolate you from other people,
第四,
会拖累大家, and the fourth, it will hold everybody back.
这个四个祸害是因为妒忌的,
these are the four dangers of an envious heart.
但是怎样解决嫉妒呢?
But how do we solve the problem of envy?
有没有一些我们可以做来解决的行动? 你和我都会有这个妒忌人的事，是吧?
You know, you and I all will have envy at one time or another. How do we solve the problem?
有两个很简单的方法.
There are two simple ways to solve envy.
第一呢，我哋要思想同埋悔改.
The first thing we need to do is to think, consider, and then confess. Consider and confess.
可能呢，阿伦呢？ 在整个情况里面，他没什么出声。可能米利暗呢，他是这个主谋人，所以他就不用求摩西帮手祷告。但是我们见到两件事要做呢，先是反省自己的错，跟着呢去悔改。
Here, you know, somebody might say, well, what about Aaron? Why wasn't Aaron struck with leprosy? And maybe because it was Miriam the whole time that was the ringleader. Aaron was just standing in the background. But anyway, how to solve the problem with envy? Confess it, consider it, and then confess it.
要反省自己的心,我有没有妒忌人?
How do we consider, look in our own heart, do I have envy in my heart against somebody else?
我有没有好像米利暗有些妒忌人的根在我心里边?
Am I like Miriam and I have a bitter heart of envy, a root of envy in my heart?
其实有一个很好的衡量可以看到你的心有没有妒忌人.
There is one very easy way to find out if you have envy in your heart or not.
在罗马书12章第15节.
And that's in Romans chapter 12, verse 15.
可能大家都识呢节经文，可以帮我哋睇到我心里边有冇妒忌人。
And it's an easy way to look in our heart to say, do I have envy in my heart?
罗马书12章15节,
Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。 牧师,这个跟妒忌有什么关系?
You say, what does this have to do with envy?
是有这样的事, 要这样认识, 是一个很好的衡量, 因为摩西是这样,
Moses had this kind of a heart.
你见到摩西的姐姐是有雪白的大麻风的时候, 摩西就跟她一起难过, 为她祷告,
See, Moses, when Miriam was struck with leprosy, Moses was sad in his heart like Miriam, and he prayed and called out for her healing.
摩西呢,他可以,你攻击我,那你靠今时今日是应该看你,神惩罚你。
Moses could have said, hey, it serves you right. You come against me, the man of God, God strikes you with leprosy.
Yeah, see? Let's teach you a lesson there, girl.
摩西是不是这样? 不是. Was Moses like that? No.
摩西说,主啊,医治他,他病啊,耶稣,医治他。
He came and he wept and he cried, Lord, heal her. Take this away. Don't let it happen to her.
摩西没妒忌.
Moses didn't have envy.
当你的所妒忌的人升职,你没升职。 你会不会说, 为什么他升职我没得升职啊?
You know, when the person next to you gets a raise or a promotion, are you, and you don't get the promotion, are you going to say, why him, not me?
当你的同学考到最好的大学，你考唔入嘅时候，你点解啊？点解佢得我唔得啊？
And then your classmates gets into the best university and you don't get in. You say, why him, not me?
跟住你个好朋友娶嗰个最靓个女仔，你一路追到，你追唔到佢，追到啦。点解佢得我唔得啊？
And then your best friend, you know, gets that beautiful girl that you wanted to marry and you can't get it. She got him and you say, why him, not me?
如果你咁样可能你妒忌，反而如果佢系得升职，你话哇好嘢嘅，为你开心。
On the other hand, if you're not envious and he gets the promotion, you say, praise God, I'm happy for you.
佢入到嗰间大学，你话感谢主，你就好。
And you know, he gets into that university and you say, oh man, that's so wonderful.
佢娶嗰个靓女做太太，你话哇，你真系叻嘅。
其实我都好喜欢她，不过我为你开心。<laughs> And then he gets the pretty girl, and you say, you know, I wanted to marry that girl, but you know, you got her, man. All right, I'm happy for you.
别人成功反映到我们的心有没有妒忌。
You know, when somebody else gets successful, we can see if we have envy in our heart.
同样我们的对头呢，失败，不合格，软弱。
你怎样反应呢? And when the person you're in competition against, then he falls, he gets the demotion, he makes a mistake, what do you do?
如果你妒忌他呢,你会这样讲。
If you're envious against him, this is what you'd probably say.
嘿,有钱你,好厉害的,到今时今日,到我可以爬头了。
You probably say, hey, you know, it's all right, man. Now it's my turn to show off what I can do. Am I?
你不会与他同哭，你会踩他一脚。
You won't cry with him, you'll just step on him.
所以如果你可以与喜乐人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哭，反映到你有没有妒忌。
So if you can rejoice with those who rejoice and cry with those who cry, it will be a way to show, do you have envy in your heart?
Am I? 如果你发现到原来我都有妒忌人，就要点啊？
要悔改。 And if you find, hey, I've got envy in my heart, I didn't know it was there, what should I do?
Repent. 祷告。 认罪悔改,
pray, ask God's forgiveness.
同神讲,神我有妒忌,我不对,我不知道的,求你宽恕我,拿走这个妒忌。
Say to God, Lord, take away this envy, I didn't know it was there, I don't want it there.
第二件事你可以做,
and the second thing you can do,
是交托和安息
commit and then rest
在主的里面就要交托给主跟着你要安息在主的里面
you need to commit it to God and then rest in God
什么意思?
跟我看诗篇23篇第一节 look with me in Psalms chapter 23 verse 1. Psalms 23 verse 1.
詩篇23篇第一節。好熟悉的經文.
Very familiar verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和華是我的牧者,我必不知缺乏.
Commit and then rest.
交託.
My own sick.
點解呢? 你留意下詩篇23篇, 耶和華是我的牧者, 我必不咩啊?
缺乏. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
如果神是你的牧者, 你什麼都是不需要的, 因為神給你的。
神俾你一切所需要嘅嘢。If God is your shepherd, then He gives you all your needs, so you should not have wants.
如果你係仰望神，佢供應你一切嘅需要嘅，你唔需要妒忌別人有嘅嘢，因為佢有我冇。
And so if God is your shepherd and He gives you all that you need, you don't need to be envious against those people who have what you don't have.
因為神係你嘅牧者，神供應你應得嘅嘢。
Because God is your shepherd and God is giving you what you should have.
當我哋妒忌係唔係我哋應得嘅，反而係我哋想要嘅。
And when we are envious, it's not that we don't have what we need, it's that we don't have what we lust for, what we're seeking after.
弟兄姊妹，你所渴想嗰啲嘢呢，對你冇好處嘅。
You know, those things that you're lusting after, they're no good for you anyway.
神會俾你你需要嘅嘢，衣食住行，你應有嘅，神就會俾你嘅。
You know, God will give you what you need. What food to eat, clothes to wear, place to live. He'll give you your needs.
但你所渴望嘅嘢，渴求嘅嘢呢，對你唔一定好處嘅。
But the things that you're lusting after, that you're looking after, you're seeking after, those may not even be good for you.
如果神係你嘅牧者，佢供應你嘅需要，其他嘢你唔使擔心。
And so if God is your shepherd, He will give you what you need. You don't need to worry about anything else.
係咪？你點解要妒忌別人？佢比我叻啊，佢比我好啊，佢比我靚仔啊，佢唱歌勁啊，佢彈吉他好啊。
So why do you have to worry about that? This person's better than me. He's prettier than I am. He's handsier than me. He's got better talent. He plays the guitar well. He sings well. Don't worry about it.
神供應你需要嘅，神就滿足到你。God gives you what you need. God satisfies. 所以我哋仰望神，唔好睇別人。
So we look to God. We don't look to others.
人比人比死人，係咪？
When we compare ourselves with other people, we're comparing with dead people. Hey, come on.
交托，安息。
Commit and rest.
咩意思交托？神啊，你是我的牧者，我需要的，我交托给你，求你供应，求你带领。跟着你安息在主的带领底下。
So you say to God, God, you're my shepherd. I have these needs. I commit them to your hands. Take care of me, God. And then you rest in God taking care of you.
好似好簡單，係咪？
Sounds so easy, isn't it?
要日日都做，因為妒忌嘅心好容易日日都出現。
It's easy to do, but we need to do it every day. Because that root of envy can pop up at any time.
我哋要時時喺翻神裏邊睇到神，我哋嘅牧者。
We need to daily look to God and come to God as our shepherd.
如果唔係嗰個妒忌嘅心咧，就好容易擁佢嘅頭出嚟，想咬爛你。
If not, you know that head of envy can pop out at any time, and he will bite you and wants to eat you alive.
我哋要不停去檢查自己、認罪、交託同埋安息。
We need to constantly consider ourselves.Confess, commit, and then rest.
希望我哋当中冇呢个妒忌嘅问题，但如果我哋有咧，我哋可以而家都求祷告，求神医好我哋嘅心，攞走我哋嘅妒忌。
I hope that there is no envy among us today, but if there is, we can commit it to God.We can say this morning to God, Father, forgive me. Take it out of my heart. I don't want it anymore.
我哋可以同神讲啊，神啊，宽恕我，攞走呢个妒忌嘅心。我唔想继续有妒忌。一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，
我哋見到就算摩西一家三口，佢都唔可以避免呢啲人嘅妒忌，呢啲嘅芝麻破頭嘅事。但係多謝你，你記載喺聖經裏邊，讓我哋可以學習，因為聖經都係反映翻我哋自己嘅心。主，我哋承認我哋都有妒忌，我哋有時都想怕人地頭，與別人競爭。主，要求你寬恕，求你幫助我哋能夠就是單單仰望耶穌你。你是我們的牧者，你知道 對我們有什麼好，有什麼不好，讓我們去安息在你裡面，滿足甘心你所給我們的禮物，不要苛求別人的事。將我們仰望你，我求你的靈在這一刻裡面在我們當中運行，讓我們能夠散拆自己的心，有没有妒忌的根源在这里。主，如果我们有妒忌，求主你拿走我们的妒忌，求主你医治我们的心。如果你觉得你有妒忌，你可以跟着我祷告，主耶稣，求你割出妒忌在我心里面，我不想妒忌人，求你医治我，求你宽恕我，给我满足你给我这个性格。我承认主你创造我有你的计划，使我接受你的计划。我多谢你做我是我，求你宽恕我的妒忌人，让我心里面可以满足跟随耶稣。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿们。默祷之后散会。